For millions of Americans, we'll take a look at who's eligible.
The Delta variant surge is waning in our area. I'm Luke Lukert.
A warning from former President Trump to the Republican in the Virginia race for governor. I'm Nick Iannelli.
Friday morning, it's 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by the Exogen Temporal Scanner.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Millions of Americans have just become eligible for Pfizer's COVID booster shots. As soon as CDC advisors issued recommendations, Director Rochelle Walensky went a step further to include healthcare workers, teachers, and supermarket employees. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
Well, you can get it today. And remember, it is people over 65, but it's anybody with a medical condition that puts them in higher risk. And 60% of the U.S. population falls into that category. So this is a broad endorsement of boosters for the vaccines to protect us from COVID-19.
How do you get one? This pharmacist in Little Rock has a plan in place.
It's similar to how we've done it before, that people can go ahead and make appointments on our website. We'll probably, as best as possible, accept walk-in appointments as well.
You have to wait 6 months from your latest dose. Health officials are still working on Moderna and Johnson & Johnson boosters. A mistake in data in West Virginia showed not as many people as first thought have been vaccinated there. This woman in line in Charleston.
It's a little disheartening to think this is here and it's free and it's saving lives, and where is everybody?
Alaska, which once led states in vaccinations, is now dealing with its highest number of infections to date. They are swamping hospitals with patients. A mistake in data. The 6.1 earthquake has shaken up the westernmost town in the United States, Adak, Alaska. No reports of damage or injuries so far, and no tsunami warnings been issued. A select committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol wants to hear more from some of former President Trump's closest allies. It sent out subpoenas to former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, Steve Bannon, and others. Correspondent Weijia Jiang is at the White House.
The panel believes these four have relevant information about the buildup to the insurrection and have asked that they produce documents and appear at depositions in October.
A Kroger supermarket in Tennessee's closed a day after a mass shooting that left one person dead as well as the gunman.
He comes right behind us, starts shooting, and he kept on shooting.
Police say employees hid in freezers and locked offices. Correspondent Janet Shamlian is in Collierville.
Detectives are still working in and around the store, and while it is an active investigation, law enforcement sources are telling CBS News this morning this appears to be a case of workplace violence.
Costco is limiting how much toilet paper and bottled water you can buy. Once again, customers have begun stockpiling pandemic style, with shipping delays and congestion at ports holding up deliveries. S&P futures are down 24. Dow futures off 167. This is CBS News.
Worried about getting COVID? Vaccines may not be enough. Detect fever, the leading sign of COVID, with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exogen.com.
9:03 Friday morning, September 24th, and what a day it'll be. Sunny and breezy, low humidity, high in the mid-70s. Good morning, I'm Bruce Allen.
And I'm Joan Jones. And the top local stories we're following this hour, and we begin with a look at whether you are now eligible for a coronavirus vaccine booster shot. Early this morning, the CDC approved a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine for millions of adults, including people 65 and older, and those with medical conditions that put them at severe risk of illness. Residents of long-term care facilities and adults whose workplace puts them at risk of being infected are also eligible. The third shot can't be administered until 6 months have passed after the second shot was administered.
Now, here in our area, in Maryland, Governor Larry Hogan says the state is ready to distribute the third dose. In Virginia, vaccine coordinator Danny Avula says he's confident the state has a sufficient supply of booster shots. No word yet from officials in the district about their plans to distribute the third Pfizer dose, but we have asked city officials if they have enough booster shots, and we'll let you know what they tell us.
Well, as in much of the country, the surge of COVID cases caused by the Delta variant of the coronavirus is ebbing in this area.
The seven-day average of case numbers has been leveling off over the past week. We also aren't seeing an increase of people going to the hospital.
With this Delta variant, over the last 2 to 3 weeks, it's really plateaued. You know, why that is, we don't know for sure.
Dr. Glenn Sean Wortman is the director of infectious diseases at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. He thinks the cause might be a high vaccination rate.
The D.C. area is above 70% vaccinated. Ideally, it should be 100%. That's the only way out is vaccination.
Meanwhile, deaths caused by COVID continue to be a lagging indicator. While D.C. is only averaging a death a day, Virginia is seeing deaths increase. As of Thursday, an average of 37 people die a day. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
Now, you can hear the full interview with Dr. Wortman on next week's episode of WTOP's Is It Normal Yet? Podcast. It'll be released on Monday morning.
Former President Donald Trump is making his presence known in the general election in Virginia with a warning for Glenn Youngkin, the Republican candidate for governor.
Glenn Youngkin has treaded lightly around the issue of former President Trump. He tiptoed his way around it this week in an interview with WTOP.
How closely do you align yourself with former President Trump?
I'm a 30-year business guy running for governor to go serve all Virginians.
Although he's been friendly toward Trump, the former president doesn't seem to think it's enough. He suggested in an interview with radio host John Fredericks that Youngkin won't win if he tries to play it down the middle and doesn't fully embrace Trump's movement.
When they do that, they never win. They have to embrace it.
Though he later sent an email to supporters showing Youngkin leading in a new poll. Nick Ainelli, WTOP News.
A police motorcade will escort one of the 13 American troops killed outside the Kabul airport during the Afghanistan withdrawal last month to Arlington National Cemetery. A hearse will drive the remains of Staff Sergeant Darren Taylor Hoover through Northern Virginia beginning at around 10 this morning. It'll run along the eastbound lanes of Lee Highway, continue on to Graham Road, and then move on to the eastbound lanes of Route 50.
Coming up on WTOP, why a local county school board decided to limit who can speak at its meetings. It's 9:06.
With a SunTrust checking account, stay on top of your money with all the right ingredients. Get free helpings to online resources and tools to help make your money grow. Manage your spending by receiving alerts. And help yourself to seconds on your money with cash back with SunTrust deals. Open an account today at suntrust.com/checking. Must have online banking to participate in SunTrust deals. SunTrust, now Truist, member FDIC.
Lockheed Martin understands that it takes all of us to secure our future. The unrivaled fifth generation F-35 is built by a diverse, high-tech American workforce. The F-35 program creates high-skilled manufacturing jobs, sustains local economies, and strengthens a supply chain of small businesses. Together, we secure our future. Learn more at F-35.com.
Life is full of firsts. First steps and first successes. First dates and first dances. First looks and first loves. For every first, make your health first.